I would like to think that many of us are curious about new people who worship different gods and eat different foods.
That is Violeta Chapin, a criminal and immigration defense law professor at the University of Colorado Boulder.
That is certainly something the sort of push and pull of fear and curiosity has been really what's defined our country. And so I think we are also a nation of laws.
She is speaking about immigration and the United States, a topic she will be addressing at an immigration information event hosted by the University of Colorado Boulder and the City of Boulder on Saturday, July 29th. Chapin says free legal immigration help, although needed, is scarce.
So we don't have a public defender for immigrants, and so we don't have a federally funded system, although we do have a very well-funded federally immigration system, right? All the billions of dollars that goes into buying new drones and tanks for the border doesn't unfortunately mean that we're going to get money for free lawyers. So there's very few free resources.
But Chapin and the City of Boulder are trying to make legal resources more accessible to community members. Chapin is partnering with the City of Boulder's equity policy advisor, Ana Silvia Avendaño Curiel, to provide legal assistance on general topics to the local community.
I think as government, for somebody who works for local government, we really do have a responsibility to think and take care of the people who make this community great.
Avendaño Curiel is a first-generation immigrant and says the local immigrant population helps Boulder to thrive and to have a more welcoming and inclusive environment. She hopes the event on Saturday will help to answer questions about general immigration topics that are often overlooked or come at too high of a cost.
It's the first session, which is part of a 3 series that we will be doing throughout this year. And it is around offering information to our immigrant community or really anyone who's interested in furthering their education around the immigration process and specifically focusing on getting some of the questions that often our immigrant community ask of ourselves. As a first generation immigrant, navigating this system along with my siblings and my mom, figuring out also supporting another family member and being able to bring them to come. And just all the questions that we tend to ask on, can my child, sponsor me? What about my status as a student? And now I'm possibly getting married. What are the possibilities for that?
The event will be hosted in Spanish, but will be translated in other languages, acknowledging the influx of immigrants and refugees from other countries. Chapin stressed the importance of accessible legal help to both immigrants and refugees.
I think all of the lawyers would agree that there isn't enough access to legal assistance for immigrants because still, there's hundreds of thousands of immigrants that can't afford the services of a lawyer. And unfortunately, sort of incoming refugees, like asylum seekers, they get here, they're barely made it out of their country, right? And they're here and they don't have any money for a lawyer and they're forced to navigate a system that is very complicated, that is hostile in many ways to them. And we have hundreds of thousands of immigrants, non-citizens going through the immigration court system without a lawyer. And I think that is shameful.
Saturday's information session also comes as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program hangs in legal limbo pending a ruling. The Supreme Court has deferred to a lower court to determine the legality of the program that came into effect during the Obama administration. DACA grants work authorization and protection from deportation to those who meet a long list of qualifying criteria. The future of the program is now before a federal judge in Texas who has ruled against Obama-era programs to extend immigrant rights. If DACA is overruled, as many legal observers predict, it will directly affect tens of thousands of Colorado residents, including many students at Colorado universities. Immigration's legal landscape is looming above many students' heads. Chapin says this is also nothing new.
There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty right now about our immigration landscape as it pertains to a number of people. But that's certainly been true for the last, my entire life here in the United States, with ups and downs as it goes. And over the years, we have struggled with who to admit, right? How many to admit. And when, and in part because, you know, humans, getting back to sort of our base instincts, like we tend to stick with what we know. And when something else comes in that is foreign or confusing, sometimes people are frightened by that.
But the legal ramifications of overturning DACA specifically and restricting immigrants' rights in general have ripple effects across the community. City of Boulder's Avendaño Curiel hopes to inspire understanding in Boulder residents who may not be immigrants about what's at stake when some residents don't enjoy the same rights as their U.S.-born neighbors.
It's a responsibility, right? We make up a huge part of the community. We work hard. This is our home. This is our home. And so the more we are able to understand one another, really understand that not everybody has the same access when it comes to being able to stay in this country, it can really create a lot of empathy and a lot of understanding as to why it can be hard for some individuals to navigate such a complex system. And so the more we're able to be in support of one another, I think the better our community will be.
Saturday's immigration information session will take place from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at City Council Chambers in downtown Boulder. It will be hosted in Spanish with translation in other languages, and free childcare is available. For KGNU, this is Yvonne Olivas.